Hello.
Hey, Adele.
Yes.
How you doing, buddy? It's Dennis with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Dennis. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good. Pretty good. How you guys been?
Oh, man, measuring a one-legged man.
that's good. Yeah, I think the last time I spoke to you, you were helping put out some fires, and your kidneys were giving you a hard time. You were bouncing around in the truck.
Oh, yeah, last year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, so, actually, you know, I was gonna get a loan, but man, I've had such a good season this year. I'm gonna be able to pay some, buy what I wanted to buy and pay some other things off.
yeah, can't beat that.
No, it's been a good year. I mean, I'm still working right now, and I paid for my other machine and made double payments on my new machine for the last 4 months, so it's been a good season.
Right on. Yeah, I wish I could say the same for myself, but it's been a tough year. Lots of reasons.
Yeah. Well, finance kind of is it. You know, you have good years and bad years, I guess, huh?
Yeah, there's just a lot of competition out there, and I'm actually messing around with a few other things. I'm an electrician in my former life, so I'm going back to school right now to get my contractor's license, and
Mm-hmm.
Kind of do that on the side. My dad retired, and he wants to do a few things, and he could work under my license, so maybe that
will
help.
Right on. Yeah.
Got
there
into
you go.
That. Spread my wings a little
bit. That was going to be my plan, but my young son changed that. I thought he was going to kind of take this over in a couple of years, and I could semi-retire, but him and his wife moved to another town, and she got a county job with insurance and everything. He got a job working for another contractor running an excavator and over in Bend. And so I said, well, you got to do what you got to do, son. I said, you know, I understand. That's what you got to do. You got to do it. So.
Yeah. Well, Bend's nice. I actually worked out there when I was doing cell phone towers. And
yeah. Mm-hmm.
The city ordinance basically says you can't have them at a certain height, and they had to make them into fake trees. So it was an interesting job. You know how Bend is.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I had a pretty cool job, though. I worked for AirTouch, which is now Verizon, and I started out right out of the military working in Los Angeles, and they kind of sent me up to all the way up the West Coast. They sent me up to Seattle for a little bit. Then they actually sent me to Brazil for 3 months. I worked over there on a 90-day work visa. That was pretty interesting.
That
was a little crazy. Pretty dangerous, but I made about $45,000 in 3 months, so that was nice.
Yeah, no shit.
I was working my ass off, though. They definitely worked me. And then they sent me out to Portland, and they let me be the quality control manager for because the company, the equipment they were installing was Nortel equipment. So they were switching out all the analog equipment to digital equipment, and it was all Nortel equipment. So because I'd done all the installs and everything, they had a position for the quality control manager. So I was like, all right, sweet. So I just went behind all the installs and inspected them and kind of made a checklist of what they screwed up on and handed it to the contractor. And then they had the Nortel rep came out about once a month and checked about 15% of the sites that were installed. And it was a sweet gig, but I got to travel all over Oregon, you know, to everywhere, all these little towns, and got to see some really cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Bend was fun because we were out there for, I don't know, about a month. They usually just put us up in a hotel. But it's a cool little town. It's definitely grown up a lot since then. That was probably 15 years ago.
If it's been 15 years ago, you would know it now. I ain't sure.
Yeah.
That sumbitch it's unreal. It's quadrupled in size, probably.
Wow, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I was like, this is where I want to be. But,
well, my son likes it. He's lived over there 3 or 4 times. And of course, his mother-in-law and her step, my daughter-in-law, stepdad, mother, and mom live in Bend, so, and she wanted to try it, and so that's where they are.
Yeah, seems the trend is the boys will follow the girl, and then the girl usually follows the family. So, but
well, you know, I do have a question for you, and it might make me do something. Now, well, when I borrow money from you guys, I got into a deal about 4 years ago when I bought my first excavator. I was kind of, not having enough time to do shit, and I can't even remember the name of the company. They was going to give me a loan to buy my excavator with, and I never read the stipulations that close. And the guy actually I bought the excavator from, he wanted to see it, the contract, this and before I signed it and everything. And I'd already sent him like $1,800 and actually sent him another $2,500 to get things, for the stuff, for everything on it. And next thing I know, he calls me. He said, "Daryl, you better come over to my house. And I'll explain this to you. You don't want to do this." And so he explained to me what it was. It was, if I bought it and say 2 years, I paid it off, I still had to pay the interest for the other 2 years also.
Yeah.
So, is that the kind of loan you guys have too?
It is, to be honest with you. But what I recommend is if you did like a year term or maybe even 2 years,
uh-huh.
you're going to benefit by the tax write-off because you can write it off on your Section 179, which
uh-huh.
you've probably done before. So the rep that you worked with for that company didn't explain the loan to you, but I always try to tell everyone because I don't like surprises, and I'm sure no one else does either. But if you have the cash to pay for it and you think you can pay it off in a year, or it's good to finance it at a shorter term. You might have to pay a little bit of interest, yeah, but you're able to write off 33% of the value of the equipment on your taxes. If you pay cash for it, you're kind of, you're able to still write off some of it. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, I don't know how that works, but it's not as
mm-hmm.
much because there's no real record of the cost. I mean, I guess there is. I don't know how it works, to be honest with you. I just know that if you finance it, you can write off the interest, you can write off the Section 179, which I mentioned is about 33% of the value. And
mm-hmm.
and even if I was to buy a new truck right now and I had the money to do it, I'd still finance it for a couple of years at least, just to help my credit out, and then pay it off early. But with these type of loans, if you have the money, I recommend you just do a short term and pay it off.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like a year or 2 years. That way you've got it on record, you can write it off, and it helps your business credit too. So
yeah,
something to think
about.
Yeah,
because my business credit, I bought a new excavator in actually March, and I actually didn't take possession of it until May. And since I bought it, my credit scores went clear up to like 730 or 40 or something.
Oh, nice.
And so actually it went up more than that because they just sent me another deal. It went up another 15 points the other day because I paid off a couple things and kept them open, which you don't want to close them because that's bad, I guess. So
yeah, you want to keep them open and then try not to go over 30% of the maximum amount that they
right.
allow you to use.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
mm-hmm.
kind of the rule of thumb. I learned the hard way myself.
Yeah.
But.
yeah, I did too. And next, before you know it, you forget to make a payment and not 30 days late, but just didn't make it on the due date. And then we're going to up your interest rate to 19.5%. Whoa, dude. Man. So I said, hell with them. I ain't doing that no more.
I've had all the above happen.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you. Now, are you out of California or where are you out of?
We're out of San Diego, actually, but we work in 50 states.
Yeah.
My son actually lives mm-hmm. in Newburgh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I try to get out there as often as I can. I haven't been out there in a while, but they have his mom has about 4 acres, and they got a couple llamas, and they raise miniature pigs, and they're trying to do a lavender farm and stuff like that. So,
no,
pretty
right
nice
on.
Out there.
Yeah.
I actually prefer it up there, to be honest with you. I work down here, so.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no way you'd catch me living in Cali.
You wouldn't think I would either. I grew up in a small town in Texas. My graduating class is only 63 people, so.
Well, that's about the size of my, I don't even think mine was that big in Oakland.
So, I'm a small town person myself, but I was in the military out here, and work just kind of followed the work, you know.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. Well, if I have a need for anything, I still got your email saved, you know, but I just haven't had time to do anything, and then I wound up, my sister gave me some advice, you know, to keep from paying Uncle Sam so much money, spend some money, pay a couple things off, and buy something else, and before we can start writing it off, because I already written a couple of them off, and so that's what
I did.
Yeah,
that's just it. She knows what she's talking about. So I say if you finance it for a year or two, like I said, you have to pay a little bit of interest, but you're also able to write off that 33% on your taxes, so it's helping you out in the long run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, if you get it in before the end of the year, then you can write it off for this year's taxes, obviously, too, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. So. All righty. Well, it's nice talking with you, Dennis, and if I have anything that I need to finance or something on a short-term deal, I'll get with you.
All right, Dale. Always good to talk to you, too.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yep. No problem, buddy. Bye-bye.